Located in the heart of southwest Sydney on Darawal land, the Campbelltown Arts Centre works with artists, communities and partners to develop and present new works that tell relevant stories, challenge perceptions and share diverse perspectives. Now this November, Campbelltown Arts Centre proudly presents MSTM, a new full-length dance work co-created and performed by Martin Delamo, Sue Healy, Trami Din and Mitchell Christie. With only four performances this month, MSTM promises a rare and resonant experience that speaks across generations. Joining us now on 2SER Breakfast, Martin Delamo and Trami Din. Welcome to you both. Thank you for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
Hello. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Now, this performance is all about collaboration. Has there been many challenges or pleasant surprises during the creation of the show when you've all been getting together working on it?
It was such a joy to be commissioned by Campbelltown Arts Centre. That's very rare that a creative producer, Anthea Doropoulos in this case, at Campbelltown Arts Centre, gets four different artists together and says, here you have the space, here you have the time, make a work together. And so, yes, it was all about the collaboration, how we can work together. And challenges, I think it's just the finding out how we can work together, how you can let go of your own ideas, be inspired by those of others, and come together on the same page. So that's been a really exciting thing.
And like when you're creating the choreography for this, do you have any sort of like visual references that speak to you, that help you along your way?
I might jump in here. I think it really depends on what's driving the section or what's driving the the sort of the philosophy behind what we might be trying to do. But to be honest, a lot of the time it really just comes from the body, and it's really coming from the connection between people. And so, yeah, there's bits of choreography that have been created that are just sort of a Martin and Trami moment, because the two of us have been together working on a physicality that works and makes sense for our relationship. And so something blooms from that, or other versions of that within the relationships in the group.
And this is a bit of an immersive experience for the audience, because the audience enters through backstage through an atmospheric threshold of projection sound, miniature performances before emerging into this ever-shifting theatrical landscape. What was the sort of mindset behind having that happen, for there to make this an increased experience for the audience?
I think because it was for us to try and figure out what it is actually that we're making and who we are as artists in relation to this collaboration, we wanted to extend that to the audience as well. Usually an audience comes into the theatre and then takes their seat in the seating bank, and we wanted to give them this kind of like a mini process almost for them to go through. So they're entering through the back where there will be projections, videos, small performances. The soundscape has already started. So they are getting a very different experience than just coming in and sitting down.
It's about encouraging a different way of perceiving as well. There are many opportunities to be closer up to the physical performance, and also close up to some projection. And we're hoping that it allows audiences to, open their perception and awareness as they come into the space in a different way.
Also, that they actually enter through the stage, so they get to walk across the stage, which audiences don't often get to do. So, they're walking across the stage before they get to sit down.
What if they start dancing? Do you have to tell them to settle down a little bit?
Probably, but we'll see. That could be exciting.
We'll wait and see if that happens. Is this the first time you've both collaborated with one another?
We have worked together, but in I think I've been a mentor on a project that Trami has initiated in the past. But what the exciting thing with this work is that those four dancers, we're all from different generations. So there's like an older generation, Swahili and myself and Trami and Mitch Christie as the younger generation. And we're actually meeting as equals in this case, in a non-hierarchical space. So not in the kind of configuration that maybe we've experienced with each other before.
Trami, yeah, that's all I was going to ask you. How do you find Martin as a mentor?
He is fantastic. He really is. Martin is one of the most sought-after mentors in the country, I reckon. He gives such incredible, considered advice and has a beautiful way of perceiving things, actually, and has a wonderful way of helping speak to a choreographer that is encouraging and kind when it can be a vulnerable thing.
That's very nice of you to say so. Well, I guess you're a mentor in certain respects as well there, because you're sort of not just a dancer, a choreographer as well, and you're always sort of there sharing that knowledge.
Yes, I suppose. Oh, I hope I can be half as good a mentor as Martin one day.
I think you're both too kind. This is really, really wonderful. What happens when four distinct dancers, artists creating a work from scratch, each moving fluidly between the roles of choreographer and performer? Find out, head down to the Campbelltown Arts Centre website. I'll put links to that up on the website. Tickets are available for the shows from the 6th to the 8th of November. Thank you so much, Martin and Trami, for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you so much.